I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. This is VPR News. A coalition of deaf and hard-of-hearing Vermonters and their allies want the legislature to create a state commission on the deaf. The group is calling for the state to reopen the recently closed Austin School for the Deaf as a state school, and they want deaf people to have a say in replacing services that ended when Austin's parent group dissolved in September. VPR's Susan Keese has more.
A week after a major rally in Montpelier, Austin alumni gathered on the school's Brattleboro campus to plan their next move. The group formed last spring in an effort to save Austin School, which closed in June because of financial problems. But the agenda broadened after the Vermont Center for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Austin's parent organization, also shut down. The center coordinated important services and programs for hearing-impaired Vermonters.
Traditionally, the Vermont Center and Austin School, it's been a place to contact for information, and now there's nothing.
Mary Essex is an Austin graduate and the president of the Vermont Association of the Deaf. She addressed the Austin group in American Sign Language. She spoke with VPR through an interpreter.
We want our deaf voters to ask their legislators to pass a law in Vermont to establish an agency or commission for the deaf and hard of hearing in the state system, and also to pass a law that a public school for deaf children will be formed in Vermont.
Essex says a state commission could coordinate services that ended when the Vermont Center closed, programs for deaf infants and their parents, interpreter referral services, services for deaf adults. The center also ran an outreach service that worked with deaf and hard of hearing children in public schools across the state. The Vermont Agency of Education, which funds the program, has hired a Burlington-based nonprofit, Nine East, to continue that service. Essex charges that the state rushed into the contract without including deaf people in the process. Members of the Save Austin group say mainstreaming isn't always the best answer for deaf and hard of hearing children. They say many feel isolated in public schools, that they miss key academic concepts and the social interaction that occurs when sign language is the shared means of communication. Washington County Senator Anthony Polina is one of a handful of legislators working on bills addressing the deaf community's concerns. He says he's heard from parents of deaf children.
A lot of them want to have their kids be in a school with other deaf children, which I think for some people is counterintuitive. And a lot of times when we talk about kids with special needs, we talk about the desire to mainstream them and put them in public schools and keep them out of institutions. But a lot of the parents are making the argument that their children need to be in a learning environment that works for them, and that they feel that it's difficult to have that happen in the public schools.
Administration Secretary Jeb Spaulding says the popularity of mainstreaming and Vermont's finances make it unlikely that the state will resurrect Austin or open a new school. But he says improving deaf services and education is a conversation worth having. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.